This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, we're back again, and unfortunately for us tonight, Robert's not with us. Robert is keynoting at the Women's Wellness Expo 2016 today, and we'll have him back next week. But for today, he's meeting with the people there and helping spread the good word of health freedom to them. But we are fortunate to have with us Cheryl Chumley, who is our consummate Washington journalist, insider, who can talk to us about the debates and much more. So, Cheryl, welcome to the program. And what do you think of the Trump versus Clinton 3 debate, the third debate in the last debate? How do you think it went overall for each of the two candidates?
Right. Well, thanks for having me again, Jonathan. And the third debate, I thought that Trump was the winner of the debate. You know, it was interesting because AOL does these snapshots, polls, right after all three debates. And for the first time, independents who weighed in on that poll favored Trump in the moments after the debate. A few hours later, and they had kind of changed their mind and walked back toward Hillary Clinton again. But I found that significant because we're talking about the independents, the crucial block of voters that Trump needs to get to put them over the top over Hillary. I thought Trump actually came out last night, and he appeared the most presidential that I've seen him on the campaign trail yet. I thought there was a clear difference between their views, their platforms. They actually got into some meaty discussions. I thought Trump basically blew her away on abortion. She just looked rabidly leftist on the issue of abortion. Seemingly to support partial birth abortion, which, you know, is basically when the baby's about to be born, and a lot of people consider that just outright murder. I think Trump stumbled a little bit when he reverted to some of the name calling a little bit, and he stumbled when Hillary was going at him over Putin, when he was saying, I'm not a puppet. That doesn't bear well for him. He doesn't come across sounding presidential when he does that. But, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give Trump a 9 and Hillary a 4.
What do you think the impact of the debate will be on the electorate? Do you think it's going to cause any noticeable shift in the percentage of people supporting Hillary moving in the direction of Trump or no?
Yeah, I really don't think these debates have a whole lot of potential to sway voters. I think most people go there with their minds made up about the candidate that they're going to vote for. And, you know, I think independents watch, but they still don't have their minds changed by these debates. A lot of independents go to the polls and, you know, you'll talk to them and they going in to vote, they still have no idea who they're going to vote for, which is ridiculous. I mean, voters like that need to just stay home. But, you know, some voters don't make up their mind until the actual last minute. And so I think these debates just drive home for Trump supporters that, yes, he can appear presidential. They drive home for Hillary Clinton supporters that she can, in fact, make it through a debate without falling into a coughing fit. And, you know, really, it does not a whole lot to change voters' minds.
One of the things that consistently has happened since the start of her campaign are the revelations about the email abuses, whether it's classified information that she's transmitting in insecure channels or dereliction of duty is associated with her failure to respond in the Benghazi situation, or most recent revelations about her apparent awareness or complicity in efforts by some leftist groups to pay for or support violence at Trump rallies. And then all of this correspondence from Podesta that reveals a very dark side of her campaign, that they appear to be willing to do just about anything, regardless of its legality, to win. And that she has no problem with abusing her position or abusing her connections or relying upon others to break the law overtly to accomplish her objectives. And then, of course, there is the doublespeak, which she admitted to, that she has a public position and a private position. So she's admitting to duplicity. Do you think these emails, which are, I suspect, going to continue to leak out, WikiLeaks will continue to supply information probably all the way up until the time of the election, do you think that information is likely to affect independence or alter the outcome of the race in any way?
Now that I do. I do believe the WikiLeaks is Trump's best chance to, take a big jump in the polls over Hillary Clinton. You know, it's just one hammer after another being dropped by WikiLeaks, and this isn't affiliated with, you know, the Trump campaign, so Hillary Clinton's camp can't turn around and cry partisan politics or, you know, campaign strategies or anything like that. This is WikiLeaks, and, you know, WikiLeaks in the past has released things on Republicans as well that appear embarrassing at best. So I think that if independents are in fact paying attention to the flurry of information and revelations coming out of WikiLeaks right now, that there's a good chance that they could be swayed by that. You know, and it's just one after the other. You know, in addition to what you mentioned, the Clinton Foundation in another WikiLeaks dump was found to have taken donations from Algeria. And, you know, coincidentally, around that same time, Hillary Clinton, then as State Department chief, took Algeria off the terror watch list. And so you take that and then you listen to what happened in the debate last night, how Hillary Clinton only wanted to duck and dodge when Chris, the moderator, brought up, Chris Wallace, brought up about the Clinton Foundation and such. You know, that gives you a clear image of a woman who has a shady past with quid pro quos, well, Secretary of State, and now you have the image of her not wanting to address those issues at all. So I do think WikiLeaks could do a bit of damage.
I thought it rather pathetic when she was asked directly by Chris Wallace about the emails that she, as Donald Trump put it, pivoted. It's absurd that when you're asked one question and then you immediately turn and say, well, this is an example of Russian influence in our elections, you're not answering the substantive points. She's not denied that the emails are real. Podesta has not denied that the emails are real. So it doesn't much matter where the source of these emails are coming from. The responsibility for the horrible content of those emails is hers. And so I thought it so transparent and sophomoric that she would try to, would believe that she could make a statement like that, that, oh, the source of the emails is from Putin, and Trump's in line with Putin, went on this whole discussion segment about Trump being connected to Putin. There's absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever, and there's no proof that she has to support any of the statements that she made. It's just overt false statements designed to obfuscate and move. I think it's quintessentially Clinton-esque in that that's how they deal with truth that is damaging. They attack the messenger and they create a false narrative that they insist upon, designed to obfuscate the points and mislead the public. But I think there's been so much publicity associated with the emails, I would hope that the electorate would be quick to seize upon how ridiculous it is to say this is an example of Russian influence of elections when, gee, the influence is only there because you made these wretched statements. You engaged in this duplicitous conduct. You engaged in this criminal activity yourself. You know, that's her fault. I hope. Do you think people are going to see through that sort of a thing?
How can you not? I mean, it was laughable, really, if it wasn't such an outrage. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton's logic. She's asked a question about Clinton Foundation donations and WikiLeaks revelation. And her answer, you know, after she ducked and dodged for a few seconds, was basically, well, Putin and Trump are best friends. I mean, that's where her logic brought the, you know, the answer to that question. And Trump was even saying, how did we get from, you know, WikiLeaks and the Clinton Foundation to Putin and my, you know, supposed friendship? I mean, it was beyond ridiculous. And honestly, if even Clinton supporters can't, you know, put aside the partisanship and just see the deceptions involved with what WikiLeaks is bringing forward regarding Hillary Clinton, I mean, you know, you just have to have blinders in order to not admit this.
Well, one of the things, we're approaching a break here in a minute, but one of the things that is interesting is how Trump responded to the allegations that he had sexually harassed different women. And thus far, I mean, there have been various women who've come forward. The question is that going to be so damaging that it's going to offset the WikiLeaks revelations? And do you think people are going to place full credence in these representations when it really does appear that at least a substantial number of them are fabricated or exaggerated circumstances? When we come back, we'll have Cheryl answer that question, and we'll move on to how it is that suddenly celebrities are coming out of the woodwork to bash Trump here in a procession that seems to be induced again by the Clinton people. We'll see. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert's not with us this evening, unfortunately, but I'm here, Jonathan E. Morden, pleased to be your host. And I have with me Cheryl Chumley, who is our resident journalist in Washington, D.C., who constantly monitors the latest events and analyzes them. And we have the benefit of her wisdom here weekly. And I wanted to ask you that question about the womanizing charges against Trump, which they're peculiar in that they came out in a flurry, multiple charges immediately following the last debate. Not before then, but immediately following the last debate. And he's denied the substantive content of the charges to the extent that they have gone towards an actual physical contact between him and these women. Some of these women alleged physical contact, and the those who have tried to determine the real circumstances have been disappointed in the sense that the charges have fallen apart in large measure, but, you know, that side of the story is not getting represented by the mainstream media. My question to you, Cheryl, is whether you think these charges are likely to have staying power, and will they offset the seemingly endless outpouring of information that's adverse to Hillary from WikiLeaks, showing that she's engaged, has been engaged in quid pro quo, pay-for-play kind of politics for quite some time. The Clinton Foundation made over $2 billion during the time she was Secretary of State. Many of the donations came from people who she assisted through the use of her power as Secretary of State. You mentioned one such incident. But overall, what do you think is going to have the staying power by the time people roll into the voting booths? Is it going to be a reflection upon Donald Trump's behavior, or is it going to be a reflection upon Hillary Clinton's public corruption history?
Well, I don't think these sexual allegations against Trump have staying power. Like you said, they came out in a flurry, and you know, some of them years and years ago. And Trump has been a public figure with a lot of money and deep pockets. If any of these women in previous years wanted to pursue charges against him, instead, like you say, they wait until the debates when Trump is head to head in some states against Hillary Clinton. And curiously enough, their attorney, at least some of them, the 10th one came out today, a yoga instructor, alleging Trump made sexual advances, unwanted sexual advances against her. Her attorney is Gloria Allred, one of the most radical feminist attorneys, female attorneys in the United States. You may remember her from O.J. Simpson fame and so forth. But she also, coincidentally, is a huge Hillary Clinton supporter. So you just can't discount the politics involved with this. You know, at the very least, it serves as a good diversion for the Hillary Clinton camp, who has been battling their own, you know, ghosts from Bill Clinton's past with his sexual, you know, improprieties with women, and also now with the WikiLeaks and Clinton Foundation and so forth. So it's a good distraction for the Democrats, for Trump. You know, honestly, I don't know if he has a whole lot to worry about in terms of staying power with these lawsuits.
Well, this segment's about to close for a commercial break, but before it does, I wanted to ask you about the trend that seems to be happening also, coincidentally now, right before the election, for a bunch of celebrity types to come out with hatred against Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, this is the, here we go again with the left, and Hollywood is all dominated by leftists and Democrat supporters and so forth, big Hillary Clinton fans. And, you know, we just got over Amy Schumer, the comedian, just blasting Trump so viciously at one of her shows that some in the crowd actually walked out. She turned around and then mocked them in her next show for daring to walk out when she was blasting Trump. Now you have Aziz and Ansari, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but he's taking the same tack. So, you know, just something to watch out for on the campaign trail.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, as usual. And when we come back, we will have Norm Singleton with us from the Campaign for Liberty.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Robert Scott, the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert's not with us, unfortunately. Robert is keynoting at the Women's Wellness Expo 2016 in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania tonight. But we do have with us the president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Welcome back, Norm.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's great to be here.
Well, now, Norm, we were talking during the break about the rather strident, extremely liberal position of Hillary Clinton in favor of partial birth abortion. And you were pointing out how startling and striking that really is. During the debate, just so everyone who may not have been listening to the debate can understand, Hillary Clinton made it very clear that she was in favor of protecting the legality of partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion occurs when it's in the third trimester and the infant is virtually oftentimes capable of sustaining its own life outside the womb. Abortion is frequently considered in this context to be indistinguishable from the murder of a child because you've got a fully formed fetus. She did not bat an eyelash about this process as being typically one that is not appropriate. She rather said that it should be remain legal. And Donald Trump, on the other hand, took the very clear position that he was opposed to partial birth abortion. Norm, you want to give us your take on this?
Well, I think that this partial birth abortion, what it's called, I mean, the fact that it's called that, just what we're really talking about is a form of clear infanticide. Even supporters of legalized abortion in the past, such as Daniel Patrick Moynihan, have called it such and have opposed it. I think Joe Biden may have voted for a ban on it at one point. And it really shows just how, at least on this issue, extreme she is. And I think that from a moral perspective, you really have to question the fact that this position is considered mainstream. And it really does, when you combine that with her reckless foreign policy, you really have to wonder what the body count of a Hillary Clinton administration is going to be. Yet she's considered mainstream, and not that I agree with everything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, but when he's considered beyond the pale for some of his policies, which actually won't result in the death of children.
I thought also how Hillary Clinton described what she would be looking for in justices for the Supreme Court also very clearly gave the impression that she was going to be quite a leftist. Of course, we know that to be true, but nonetheless, she didn't attempt to even say that she would be assessing whether a candidate would be one who would abide by the Constitution. She didn't even use that language at all. Instead, she said that she wanted them to reflect the public, sort of a populist approach, as if jurists are legislators instead of those who are guardians of the Constitution. So she plainly intends on having an activist court where justices will function as an additional legislative branch in the sense that rather than interpret law, they would make law. And that's how I read what she said. By contrast, Donald Trump did say that he was sticking by his list, which has some of the finest jurists in the country who are ones who defend the Constitution.
And of course, as those who have studied, as I know you have, Jonathan, the history of the Constitution and the philosophy of the framers know that they were not fans of majoritarianism. And the idea that the judicial branch, which Hamilton called the least dangerous branch, should be a political branch that makes its decisions not based on an unchanging set of guidance from the written and law of the Constitution, but according to the whims of public opinion, would have horrified them. They wanted,
that's true.
They built a government where power is divided. Where power is divided among an executive, a legislative, and a judiciary, and then in the legislative branch, it's split between two branches, and of those two branches, only one is actually, under the original system, was directly elected by the people. precisely because they feared tyranny of the majority as much as they feared the tyranny of a monarchy.
Yes, and you know, shifting gears a little bit about the campaign, one of the things that also is rather striking, the degree of corruption that Hillary Clinton brings to Washington is just monumental. It's hard to imagine anyone in the history of American politics who has been more corrupt than Hillary Clinton has. Even in his darkest days, Richard Nixon's activities, including the hiring of surrogates who would do strange things like fly over Democratic rallies, outdoor rallies, and have pay people to hold signs that say, you know, gays for whoever in those days. That was all pales by comparison to this recent allegation mentioned by Trump in the debate, which seems to be very well documented now, coming out with the WikiLeaks material and the James O'Keefe tape, that they at least paid one surrogate, maybe more, $1,500 to actually engage in violent activity, inducing violence at Trump rallies. What's your take on this?
Well, I think, again, this raises questions about how, about whether or not we can trust Hillary Clinton with and her party, or at least the people around her, with access to nuclear weapons. Quite frankly, you know, she says, "Oh, I don't want Donald Trump, someone with his temperament there. I don't know if I want someone who seems to attract and surround herself with people who are willing to actually go out and foment political violence." And it also shows the fact that this was undercovered by the media was very interesting, because you remember when these incidents happened, it was wall-to-wall coverage on cable news, and the theme of it was, you know, these are the type of people Donald Trump attracts to his rallies. You know, these are brown shirts, and it turns out the brown shirts were actually on the other side. To do this, it shows a complete lack of respect or understanding of basic decency in politics. It shows that these are people to whom they will step over anything or anyone to get power. It is a very authoritarian mindset. It is a very dangerous mindset, and to have it in America is very bad. I think is very chilling in a real respect. And it's also kind of ironic, again, to go back to how people reacted when these incidents actually happened, in that people have been warning about the violence surrounding Trump, and it turns out that there's actually sanctioned violence coming from campaign operatives, and I'm unaware of any actually paid Trump staffer or paid Trump supporting group or anybody at the Republican National Committee who is funneling money to organizations to foment, to create violent incidents at Hillary Clinton rallies.
Well, I'm sure if there were, if that were the case and that information reached the press, we would never hear the end of the media pundits saying how horrible it was that Trump would do such a thing. When it comes to Hillary Clinton doing it, the mainstream media just leaves her alone. Now, on the issue of irony, it seems to me that it's extremely ironic that Hillary Clinton, in condemning Trump for being a loose cannon, essentially, when it comes to nuclear weapons, herself spilled the beans on some classified information about the time it takes for missiles to fire after the president gives the order to launch nuclear weapons. She just blurted that right out, and apparently mentioning that it takes four minutes was a classified bit of information that she divulged right to 70 million people in the debates. You know, it just doesn't end with Hillary Clinton. It's just amazing. And yet, a lot of these things seem to just go by without, her suffering any serious, rebuke from, the media or any inquiry from mainstream media about this. This was covered by Fox, But other than that, I don't think it has been covered. What's your opinion? I mean, do you think Trump's got a point when he says that the mainstream media is basically in cahoots with Hillary to get her elected?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. The fact that the WikiLeaks actually showed open collusion between the DNC, between the Clinton campaign and members of the media, including a Politico reporter sending an email saying, well, now that I'm a hack for you people, you people meaning the Clinton campaign, it really does suggest that, the media is in the tank. They are one-sided, for Hillary Clinton. This isn't, true. In fact, just like with the birther controversy, if you go back to the 08 Democratic primary, you will find, a few stories where Hillary supporters felt that they were being victimized by media bias because at the time, the media was all in the tank for Obama. You remember Chris Matthews famously saying that he got a tingle up his leg when Obama talked.
Chris Matthews, really a deplorable journalist in my view. Well, we'll be right back after the break with more from Norm Singleton, president of the Campaign for Liberty, so stay tuned.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, unfortunately, Robert is not with us this evening. He's at the Women's Wellness Expo, 2016 Expo, in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, where he is a keynote speaker. We wish him well. We know he's fighting a good fight there. But we do have with us Norm Singleton, who's with us frequently. And he is the president of the Campaign for Liberty in Washington, D.C., well plugged in the nation's capital and at a good perch for the rest of the nation, too, because he's in touch with all liberty-loving people that are affiliated with the Campaign for Liberty. Norm, let me get your election prediction. What do you think is going to happen? I know this is kind of a volatile situation. Every day there seems to be more that leaks out about Hillary. Every day Hillary seems to have some ability to get something rotten to be said about Donald Trump. The public, I think, is largely disgusted, but nonetheless, it's going to roll around to Election Day. Do you think that the Hillary camp is going to succeed in getting the vote out such that she will be president, or do you think that Donald Trump supporters and enough independents will come to his standard to get him into the White House, and conversely that not enough Hillary people will be motivated to vote for a person who is a apparently chronic liar and corrupt figure?
Well, this is going to be very interesting because you have a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are not Hillary supporters, and remember, a lot of them are going to go to Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. You also have all the Never Trump Republicans who are going to go to Gary Johnson, with a few going to Evan McMullen. that is something to factor in. The other thing that might hurt Trump is the question of how many of his supporters are new to the political process or haven't voted in years. Their registration's not up to date, and they just didn't think to do that. And one of the things that I heard early in the campaign was that Trump didn't really have any voter registration, get out the vote apparatus. And if the stories of the RNC kind of not spending money to help the top of the ticket are true, there might not be a good get out the vote operation for Trump. Now, Trump could benefit from the RNC spending money on down ballot races. That would only be in a few key states. It could cut a lot of ways. One outcome that could happen is, if you look at the way the Electoral College is structured, that we could have a reverse of 2000 where Hillary wins in the Electoral College very narrowly, but Trump wins at least a narrow vote in the popular vote. And, the fallout from that could be a lot more dramatic than it was in 2000. Speaking of 2000, by the way, John, I've seen people reminding us that, for all the hand-wringing we hear about, you have to accept the results of the election as legitimate. You remember there was an attempt the day that Bush was certified as winning the 2000 election on the floor of the House to question it by a group of Democrats. And throughout Bush's first term, it did kind of die down a little bit after 9/11. Part of that might have been the effect of 9/11, and part of it might just have been that it had kind of reached its natural ending. But there was still whisperings and even screamings that Bush was not the legitimate president because he was elected by a Supreme Court that was backed by Republican presidents and that the counts were stopped and hanging chads and all that. So, you know, the idea that it's somehow un-American to question the results of an election is interesting, coming from people who 15 years ago were doing just that.
And it also, I think, is the case, and I'll say this as we close, that whoever wins the election is likely to be close, and it's going to be so divisive that a lot of people are going to be angry. There's going to be a lot of anger out there. Well, we'll be right back. Actually, this is the end of our segment, but Robert should be back next program. Thank you for being with us.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.